Hello, the 10s on duty today are USA San Francisco and New York 4. I'm going to read an excerpt from the source, Rabash. The issue of level friends is where each person in the group, besides having a desire of his own, acquires desire from the friends. This is a great asset that can be obtained only through level friends. However, one should take great care not to be among friends who have no desire to examine themselves, the basis of their work, whether it is to bestow or to receive, and to see if they are doing things in order to reach the path of truth, which is the way of nothing but bestowal. Only in such a group is it possible to instill the friends with a desire to bestow, meaning that each will absorb a lack from the friends, which he himself lacks the power to bestow. And wherever he walks, he is eagerly searching for a place where perhaps someone will be able to give him the power to bestow. Hence, when he comes into a group where everyone is thirsty for the power to bestow, everyone receives this strength from everyone else. This is considered receiving strength from the outside, in addition to the small power that he has within him.
Active workshop scrutiny. Each friend expresses gratitude to the Creator for the ten's ability to make a true vessel of bestowal. Again, each friend expresses gratitude to the Creator for the ten's ability to make a true vessel of bestowal.
It's not a problem at all. The heart constantly explodes with gratitude to the Creator, both for the ten, for friends like you, the fact that every day, each moment, we are coming closer to the force of bestowal, at least with the demand to it, the longing for it. It's a wonderful thing.
So we want to express our gratitude to the Creator for bringing us thus far and connecting us as a group, as a ten, making us get up in the morning, be together with the lesson, with Av and the whole world Kli. Now we really want to awaken the prayer out of our effort, to give us the strength to be as much as possible together in the lesson, as adhere together as possible, and build some kind of a vessel of bestowal, which is why he brought us.
Indeed, a great gratitude for the highest destiny there is, to be with friends who are searching with everything they've got for bestowal. And now the time, the place, the occasion to do it, to use the forces of the group, of the creator, of the teacher, and the sources.
And we feel that we have nothing else besides the ten, that our whole life, our whole realization happens there. And that's thanks to the huge power in the society in general and in the ten in particular. We're grateful to the Creator for this help.
We are building together this kli of bestowal. We want the Creator to dwell in this vessel of ours. And indeed, when we see that we are making this effort together, we see the investment, we feel the investment of each friend, the deficiencies, his yearning for spirituality, then there's truly something to turn to the Creator with. And it's a gift from the Creator who gave us an opportunity to identify him, to work with him, and the connection between the friends in this world.
Yes, it's a great gift. And it's a wonderful thing to get up to the morning lesson, to wake up to our upper root, to wake up to the ten, to the world kli. And even if we didn't wake up, it's enough to just cling to the great friends, and from here you can get a deficiency in desire and increase our awakening. And just to touch this thing, this vessel of bestowal, is a huge privilege that we have to be grateful for every moment, just to be thankful for the opportunity.
To add to the friends, to be grateful for the fact that he woke us up, assembled us, allowed us to sit together as a ten. He is the first, he is the last, and all that's left for us is to be grateful and pray, ask for a little bit of light, like spoiled children who want their daddy to connect them.
This father collected us, assembled us, brought us to our ten, beloved ten, so we can build a vessel of bestowal. Let's do it together with a great desire and love and constant request.
Yeah.
Gratitude that he's letting us create new life each time he chose us to live the true life and not remain in the degree of animal. It's not to be taken for granted, and thanks to the ten, we get to live anew every day.
We know that the Creator hears our every word, every lack, every demand, and answers every movement of the ten toward connection. And He gives more and more new stages.
So you want to enter the lesson together, together as possible, with the thought about one another, about our united vessel, connected vessel, exactly how it was originally. We wish to unify all the broken parts and above. The difference is to rise to a new attitude, that we really need the Creator in this connection, that we need Him to dwell there and awaken the correct place.
And we're really grateful, for waking us up, for having us sit down now and asking. We have a chance, an opportunity to ask, but together we find this one true prayer that changes reality and gives contentment to the Creator.
Source excerpt from Rabash. Through the wearing out of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart, and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. Then both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelop the two of them. As it is known that Dvekut unites two into one. And when one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him, for the rule is that a novelty entertains. Since his friend's love for him is a new thing for him, because he always knew that he was the only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy, and he can no longer care for himself, since man can toil only where he feels pleasure. And since he is beginning to feel pleasure in caring for his friend, he naturally cannot think of himself.
New York 4.
Silent workshop. With what intention are we entering the lesson? Write it down on a piece of paper. I'll repeat. With what intention are we entering the lesson? Write it down on a piece of paper.